could be more Jewish than the Messiah? The word itself is even Hebrew, Mashiach, anointed one. It's the long foretold one who will come and save God's chosen people. The chosen people, you know, Israel, the one God chose from the beginning, rescued from Egypt, made his people in the wilderness, gave them the law at Sinai. The Jews, right? I mean, that's who the Messiah is for. Well, in that context, our O antiphon for today, the second to last antiphon that we've been looking at, these seven antiphons at the Magnificat in Vespers each evening, today's antiphon is a bit of a controversy. O Rex Gentium. Literally, King of the Gentiles, King of the Nations. What do you mean, King of the Gentiles? The Messiah is for the Jews. He's going to save God's chosen people, not the unchosen people, not those pagan Gentiles, who the Jews lovingly referred to as goyim, or dogs. Not very friendly there. And yet, this title of the Messiah, the Rex Gentium, the King of the Gentiles, is in fact a testimony to the fact that the Messiah is for all, not just a select group, not even an important select group like the chosen people. What it really says is that, in fact, all of the people are chosen. Listen to the words now. O King of the Nations and their desired one, Cornerstone, who makes both one, come and save man whom you formed from the mud. Let's unpack that a little bit. King of the Nations, we talked about. King of the Gentiles. Okay, well, so there's going to be a king, and the king is going to rule over the Gentiles too. Well, okay, well, maybe he'll be nice to the chosen people and oppress the Gentiles. He'll be a really hard king to the Gentiles, right? Notice that it says, and their desired one. How can the Gentiles be desiring the Messiah? They don't even know about the Messiah. The Jews desire the Messiah, not the Gentiles. This is a great kind of theological principle that everyone really desires God. Even the atheists who claim they hate God and there is no God. Well, even that, their whole reference is God. In their case, his supposed non-existence. Really, all of our desires, those desires that we think, oh, desire is bad, I've got to control my desires, all desires come from God and ultimately are designed to lead us to God. Now, we can go astray and desire lesser things than the goods that God has ultimately desired. Satan gets in there and perverts God's good things and turns our desires against what is good for us. But really deep down, the Messiah is the desired of all the nations. That popular English translation in O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, O Come, Desired of the Nations, O Come, Desire of Nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad divisions cease, and be thyself our King of Peace. Well, it totally ignores the whole reference to the cornerstone and the mud, but it's getting to the idea there that, yeah, we should be one. We should be united. Here's how the actual text of the O Antiphon gets at this. It speaks of a cornerstone that makes both one. Cornerstone would be where two walls come together and meet in an angle, or perhaps even like a keystone in an arch where two opposing sides fall upon each other and are met in a great cornerstone or keystone. There are two opposing forces that meet in a cornerstone, and the cornerstone has to be strong to take the brunt of both of them. Well, this is, of course, the role ultimately of Jesus, who is referred to by St. Paul as the cornerstone. But notice it's desiring to bring harmony. A cornerstone brings two opposing factions into one. Well, that's, I think, something that we very much need today. Just as the Messiah will actually bring together Jews and Gentiles, think about how polarized we often refer to our world today. There, I think the little English translation, bid now our sad division cease. This is the ultimate role of the coming of the Messiah, to bring unity. If we're going to be united, it comes from the word one. What possible thing could make everyone one today? I can't think of anything else that we all agree on. And yet, this is the role of the Messiah, to be the one thing, the one thing that brings all opposing factions together, like a cornerstone that has to be strong. Our Messiah is strong enough to bring everyone together, even those who are most opposed, even those most opposed like the Jews and the Gentiles. He can bring all that together. And that's where the mud part with man. Notice man and mud. They're both three-letter M words. Well, it's an important part there, because what is it that ultimately brings all of us together as humankind, mankind? It's the fact that we're all made by God from the dust of the earth, from the mud. You think you're something? Yeah, you're just a bunch of mud that God formed. You think you're better than that guy? You're both made from the same mud. That's the ultimate source of our unity, that we're made of the same stuff. Deep down, and really not so deep even, we're really all the same, and that we're made from nothing by a God who is everything. That is supposed to be our source of unity. And in that, the O Antiphon today about our coming Messiah, boy, we could desire this. O come, desire of nations, he is long desired. Bid now our sad divisions cease. Make the two one. Remind us what we're made of, and maybe remind us what we're made for. We're made for God. He is our desire. And if we can put that desire above all the other desires, we might just find that in that, we have unity and peace. I pray that you experience that today in the desired of the nations, the Rex Gentium, the King of the Gentiles. God bless you.